Good morning. It's Thursday, June 16th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny, with a high near 89 and wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 56. In local news, Sacramento area power brokers have agreed to a compromise over the details of a proposed $8.5 billion transportation tax, coalescing key political support behind a measure that appears headed for the November ballot. If approved, the tax would fund dozens of transportation projects in Sacramento County, from freeway interchange improvements to the Capital Southeast Connector Expressway proposed to connect Elk Grove, Rancho Cordova, and Folsom. Also in the proposed funding plan are a regional transit light rail extension to Sacramento International Airport, maintenance of the American River Parkway and new bridges across the Sacramento and American Rivers. If the measure qualifies for the ballot and receives at least 50% approval from voters, it would raise the county sales tax by 0.5% for the next 40 years to fund improvements. More in local news. The city of Sacramento may build a $50 million major sports complex in Meadowview, Mayor Daryl Steinberg announced Wednesday. The complex, which still needs city council approval, would be built on about half of a 102-acre property the city bought in January, a dirt lot off Meadowview Road behind the Sacramento Job Corps Center. It could include 24 full-sized multi-use fields, and also a championship field with 2,000 permanent seats, lighting, locker rooms, meeting spaces and food facilities, Steinberg said. Steinberg proposes paying for the project by using hotel tax revenue, money the council planned to put toward revitalizing the old Sacramento waterfront. When the coronavirus pandemic hit, hotel tax revenue dried up, and the waterfront plan was put on hold. But now the hotel tax revenue has largely recovered, Steinberg said. A sports complex in Meadowview, a traditionally underserved neighborhood, will help improve equity as well, Steinberg said. The complex could help Sacramento attract major youth sports tournaments and other events, Steinberg said. With the complex, the city could host regional, state or national tournaments for soccer, baseball, field hockey, lacrosse, basketball and rugby, Steinberg said. In abortion news, as the U.S. Supreme Court nears an expected decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Sacramento City Council Tuesday passed an emergency ordinance aimed at deterring harassment of patients and staff outside Planned Parenthood clinics. The ordinance, which goes into effect immediately, expands on an existing code that prohibits harassment of people within 100 feet of healthcare facilities. The new measure retains the same distance for protections against harassment, but details potential criminal penalties and empowers police to order the immediate dispersal of any groups who appear to violate the ordinance. Now, people who violated the ordinance could be charged with a misdemeanor offense and face civil penalties of $250 to $25,000 per violation. In state worker news, the CalPERS Board of Administration voted Wednesday to restore the $99,000 per year pension of a retired California Highway Patrol officer who was convicted of sexually molesting his two daughters. Johnny Swain, 56, of Imperial, was convicted of four felonies by a jury in 2013 in Imperial County Superior Court for molesting the two girls when each was under 10 years old. Swain was sentenced to 10 years in prison. In 2016, while in Corrections Department custody, he filed for a retirement based on his last day of work for the CHP in 2011, and started receiving a pension, then worth about $93,300 per year. CalPERS reduced his benefit last year to about $14,000, wiping out service credit for the time he worked after the date of first felony conviction, which CalPERS identified as in 1997. Swain appealed, arguing that his convictions weren't work-related. An administrative law judge sided with him last month, saying that while his crimes were despicable, they weren't connected to his work as a police officer. On Wednesday, the board voted without discussion to accept the judge's ruling and restore Swain's pension. With cost of living increases that have been applied since 2016, it will be worth about $99,000 per year. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacb.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.